I am Central Coast attorney Dave Duringer, and I believe in faith, family, and freedom. Without faith and family, there is no freedom. So the mission of my law firm, Protective Law Corporation in Morro Bay, is to help families grow family power by transmitting life, fortune, and honor to descendants. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all trusts are not created equal, that they are endowed by their creator with certain alienable rights, that among these are powers to defer, avoid, or shift taxation, to shelter assets from creditors, that to secure these rights, trusts are created by me. If you are serious about asset protection and family protection, call me, Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corp in Morro Bay. Dial 805-225-5105, or just click on my phone number at lawnews.tv. Again, lawnews.tv, lawnews.tv.
Mars Mega Storage, your state-of-the-art storage solution on the Central Coast. Mars Mega Storage can store your RV, boat, car, household, or commercial items in your own fully enclosed unit or covered storage space. Our on-site amenities include security cameras throughout, gate access from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. with your own personal gate code, 17-foot high steel walls for extra security, fully paved, and a wash rack with professional pressure washer, buckets, brushes, and soap, as well as a dump station, all while providing our guests the highest quality of customer service. We encourage you to come see all the guest features we have to offer. At Mars Mega Storage, we strive to give you the best possible storage experience at the best possible price. Big or small, we store it all. Mars Mega Storage, 101 Wilsona Road in Paso Robles. Call us at 467-3200 or visit marsmega.com.
If you need a great, easy place for lunch, try the Spirit of Paso Robles in the River Oaks neighborhood. There is plenty of parking, and it's just a couple minutes from downtown Paso. Some of the locals' favorites, grilled prawn cob salad, cowboy Cuban with brisket and pulled pork, smash burger with two patties, the very popular beer-battered fish and chips, and shrimp tacos. Great lunch and easy parking, and the patio is pet-friendly. The Spirit of Paso Robles, right in the middle of River Oaks Golf Course.
Does the saying use it or lose it also apply to brain health? Why, yes, it does. This is Doris Lance with Healthy Habits. Training the brain enhances focus, memory recall, and clear thinking. I call the method from top brain researcher Kim Wick the 5-5-5 exercise. Come on, you have 5 minutes in the morning to mentally walk through what is planned for the day with clarity and focus. Take 5 minutes at lunchtime to review what has taken place, a meeting, a conversation, an interesting article that needs further attention or handled differently. This retrieving strengthens neural pathways in the brain. Then in the evening, take 5 minutes to review additional thoughts and insights you can learn that is worth remembering for the future use. That's it. 5-5-5. No phone apps, no computer tracking, just three small steps that over time helps your mind stay sharp and keep building brain capacity. Keep listening to Healthy Habits from Doris Lance, author, adventurer, and educator, who reminds you, don't let age change you. Change the way you age.
Sometimes it's what you've been waiting for, and sometimes it's unexpected. You're pregnant. Tree of Life Pregnancy Care Center is here to help. Services include pregnancy tests and ultrasounds, maternity and baby items, post-abortion support, and lots of helpful information. It's all confidential, and it's all free. There's a Tree of Life in San Luis Obispo, Atascadero, and Paso Robles. Visit our website at treeoflifepsc.com or call us at 805-543-6000. That's 805-543-6000. Tree of Life.
Now, KPRL Local News. Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Wednesday, June 24th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
Republican Party of San Luis Obispo releases statement on Eradicate MAGA remarks. Cambria man arrested for possession of child sexual abuse material. Details of these and other stories coming up. Clouds this morning, then sunny, highs in the mid-80s. It's 55 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Solarponics, saving homeowners more money on their energy bills since 75. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is brought to you by Blazin Bear, helping families and businesses secure their financial freedom. The San Luis Obispo County Republican Party has released a statement in response to a quote from Slo County Democratic Party Chair Tom Folks during a town hall on June 6th. Folks was quoted saying, "We care about our community and we want to eradicate MAGA from every corner of our democracy." The statement from the Republican Party of San Luis Obispo says they strongly reject this type of rhetoric and asked for the elected officials who attended the event to clarify whether they support or reject the statement. The release also says, quote, "We encourage all citizens of San Luis Obispo County to reject divisive rhetoric and recommit themselves to the principles of civil discourse, mutual respect, and democratic participation." The county sheriff's office arrested a Cambria man for the possession of child sexual abuse material. Sheriff's office served a warrant for a residence on the 400 block of Layton Street on June 10th, related to an investigation that began in April 2026. The suspect was identified as 45-year-old Roberto Mercado Leonardo of Cambria. He was arrested for possessing more than 600 images of child sexual abuse material. He has been released from the county jail after posting bail. It is undetermined if there are any local victims associated with the suspect. Paso Robles Area Groundwater Authority reviewing appeals to landowner fee study. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 7:12.
Blazin Bear Insurance Services is dedicated to protecting what matters to help clients achieve their strategic goals and objectives. We guide business owners in the areas of key person, business protection, succession, and estate planning, utilizing a secure online business valuation tool that helps them grow and manage their business. We mentor individuals and families to help them strengthen and protect their financial standing with the appropriate use of various life and disability insurance products. And we work with those approaching retirement who are interested in fixed annuities and planning for long-term care needs. We employ a consultative approach to the insurance planning process, making sure that it aligns with your big picture financial goals and objectives. This is Barry Fisher, Blazin Bear Insurance. You deserve a sound and well-balanced strategy and plan. Call today, 805-635-7200, or visit blazinbear.com. And don't miss our weekly radio show, Protecting What Matters, on KPRL, Tuesday, starting at 12:30 p.m.
KPRL News continues at 7:13. The Paso Robles Area Groundwater Authority will be meeting this afternoon at 4 p.m. in the Norris Room at Centennial Park. In Praga's previous meeting, they approved the Prop 26 groundwater sustainability fee, authorizing the placement of charges on the county property tax roll at a rate of $22.90 per acre foot of consumptive groundwater use. In its meeting this afternoon, the board will review the 30 appeals they received regarding the calculations of these fees. Staff is recommending the board to approve 12 of the appeals. The agenda contains a detailed summary of each appeal, which appealed the calculated amount of groundwater use, claimed the consumed use is not groundwater, or challenged the fee's authority. You can attend the meeting in person or watch online. The City of Paso Robles 4th of July celebration at Barney Schwartz Park is coming up next weekend. As part of this annual tradition is an entertainment lineup announced by the city yesterday. Guests can look forward to an evening of live music alongside a fun zone and food trucks, then its spectacular fireworks finale. Entertainment will kick off at 5:30 p.m. with Garden Party, local musicians performing classics from the 60s and 70s. Afterwards, at 7:15, we'll be stepping out, taking the stage with high-energy hits from artists such as Bruno Mars, Selena, and Earth, Wind, and Fire. Immediately following the musical performances will be a special patriotic tribute. This will feature a presentation of colors by the North County Veterans Color Guard, followed by a live performance of the national anthem. The City of Morro Bay has announced its Independence Weekend activities. Starting July 3rd will be a festival featuring a concert by the Molly Ringwald Project, food trucks, a floating bar, and a drone show at the Thailand's Park in the evening. Then on the 4th of July will be a family fun day with the bike parade from Morro Creek Bridge. There will be carnival games, a hot dog eating contest, live music, and family contests. Throughout the weekend will also be Art in the Park at the Morro Bay City Park, featuring over 100 artists and makers, and Waterfront Market with over 30 local vendors selling handmade and baked goods at Giovanni's Fish Market parking lot. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Giants beat the Athletics 3-1, the Padres over the Braves 7-6, the Angels beat the Orioles 5-1, the Dodgers over the Twins 12-3, Yankees beat the Tigers 4-3. Tonight, the Athletics will face the Giants, the Padres will go against the Braves, the Dodgers will face the Twins, the Angels will go against the Orioles, the Yankees will face the Tigers. In California news, the state of California says it intends to file a lawsuit against the Trump administration over its deal to end an offshore wind project proposed for the Central Coast. Attorney General Rob Bonta said the state won't stand by as the Trump administration illegally strikes deals to kill offshore wind projects and replace them with more wind farms for its fossil fuel friends. California has committed millions to investing in wind energy, calling for the development of 25 gigawatts of offshore wind energy by 2046. California government officials have announced they have placed a historic housing affordability bond on the November 2026 ballot. The bond would make long-term investments into affordable housing and home ownership, including assistance for veterans, middle and lower income households, and more. The bond is valued at about $11.25 billion. The Imperial County Board of Supervisors recently walked back its decision to approve a combination of several tracts of land for a 1 million square foot data center facility in Southern California. A 45-day moratorium has been declared, and the board will perform a public commission to advise the county on zoning policies for the facilities. Local news was sponsored by Davis Body Shop, with more than 1,200 verified five-star reviews from North County residents. KPRL News Time is 7:16.
If you ever have an accident, just where do you take your vehicle for top-notch repair? I could tell you, but isn't it better to hear from past Davis Body Shop customers? Here's what Kim M. from Atascadero had to say.
What an amazing team. I could not have asked for better service, and my car looked as good as new when they were finished. Patrick took care of me from day one, always keeping me updated about the process and their speedy timeline. I highly recommend them to all my friends and family. Excellent job.
Scott from Atascadero had this to say.
Great body shop. I was hit by another vehicle and took my truck to Davis. The work was done over a month ago and the repair work still looks great. No hidden problems. The truck left Davis in better condition than before the accident. Thanks to Tim and Patrick for all the extra work. It's really appreciated.
And that's why Davis Body Shop is the largest auto body collision specialist in San Luis Obispo County with two locations on El Camino Real at Atascadero and on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet.
Welcome to the Line on Agriculture Report. This is Lori Boyer for the Ag Information Network. Today is part two of our two-part series with Beck's Hybrids agronomy educator Matt Montgomery, who discusses rootless corn.
And rootless corn, where the soil depth is, part of that equation goes wrong. And so we wind up with the soil actually being below where those roots up top would form. And it's actually somewhere on that little umbilical cord, that mesocotyl. And so instead of roots, you've got the seed and you've got that little umbilical cord. And that umbilical cord is the only thing anchoring that crop in the ground. And it wasn't made to do that. And it really doesn't like the kind of dry conditions that we can run into. And so you wind up with this plant that literally flops around.
Montgomery gives some answers to what can cause this.
Sometimes shallow planting depths can cause that. When soils work up very fine and people talk about, boy, it was just like talc, you know, really fine stuff. It was beautiful. I almost cringe hearing that because what that means is that talc, those are tiny particles. They're not kind of clustered together into larger pieces. And with just a little bit of rain or even just gravity, that talc can actually drop below where you want it to and can actually almost create a shallow planting situation.
Montgomery says it is an unfortunate situation when rootless corn appears, noting that the plant was not built to withstand it.
Are you a cattle or sheep producer looking to market to a nationwide audience? If so, the consignment deadline for Western Video Market's 37th annual July sale in Reno is June 25th. Don't miss your chance to market your livestock in one of our nation's premier video auctions, July 13th through the 15th in Reno, Nevada. Reach top buyers from across the country. Contact your local Western Video Market rep today or visit WVMcattle.com. Western Video Market, let the professionals go to work for you.
Activate your crop's defenses with Orbix from Helena. Orbix is a next-generation foliar nutritional that produces stronger, more productive crops by mitigating stress. It improves plant vitality with select plant extracts, high-analysis NPK and micronutrients enhanced with the efficiency of ENC formulation technology. Unleash yield potential in your crops this season with Orbix. Contact your Helena representative or authorized dealer for more information. Always read and follow label instructions and check registration status before use.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Lori Boyer.
Hello, everybody. This is Danny from Paso Tile and Stone, where elegance is made affordable. You know, actually, people have told me, I miss your commercials. Well, this commercial is a thank you commercial for all the contractors. We have 35 regular contractors that buy from us consistently. Thank you to them. Thank you for the homeowners for all the repeat business. We had a great year last year, an increase of 33%. So thank you for that. How about we celebrate by giving you prefabs for $99? We have tile for 99 cents. We have luxury vinyl for $1.99 to $2.99. We have buy one, get one free slabs. So come on down to our showroom for our tile and slabs, 3850 Ramada. And for luxury vinyl and cabinets, please come to 447 North Main Street, Templeton. Blessings to you and your family. Thank you.
KPRL News continues at 7:21. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corporation, a tax lawyer who does comprehensive estate planning for families, businesses, and farms interested in tax reduction and asset protection. In 2017, as dozens of wildfires ravaged California's wine country, University of California Davis researcher Natalia Pinzon witnessed the devastation firsthand. The experience showed Pinzon the necessity of including farmers and ranchers in the state's wildfire preparedness and mitigation efforts. She said farmers play an important part in preventing wildfires by reducing wildfire fuels, for example. They also create the social infrastructure that is so important during disaster response, Pinzon told AgAlert in an interview. During a disaster, what we need most for immediate response is integrated social networks and integrated communities that can leverage existing resources quickly and mobilize. That can make a huge difference for a community's ability to survive an event like this. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corporation, Estate Planning in Morro Bay. Go to lawnews.tv. Traffic report brought to you by Matt Smoggin Car Care at 834 Paso Robles Street, Paso Robles. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Wednesday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Matt Smoggin Car Care in Paso Robles. Weather brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. When it comes to insurance, you need the proper coverage for a reasonable price. Whether it's home, auto, life, or business, call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276. Sunny today with highs in the mid-80s, southwest winds at 15 miles per hour. A few clouds tonight with low 50s, southwest winds at about 5 to 10 miles per hour. Sunny skies tomorrow, highs in the low 80s, southwest winds at 15 miles per hour. Extended forecast is partly cloudy on Friday and Saturday, sunny skies on Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, partly cloudy on Wednesday. Low 80s Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, as well as Monday, upper 70s on Monday, 79 a week from today. Currently, it is 55 degrees and mostly cloudy in Paso Robles. Weather was brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. Kevin Hunt will find the coverage you need for your home, life, health, and business. Call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276 or stop by 105 South Main Street, Templeton. KPRL News time is 7:23.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Elizabeth McDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks opened with little change, though the Nasdaq nudged higher, offering signs that this week's tech sell-off may have passed. Chipmaker Micron Technology reports earnings after the Wall Street close today. Traders were disappointed with the forecast from chip designer Cerebras Systems. Cerebras shares down 10%. The Wall Street Journal says South Korea's chipmaker SK Hynix is looking to raise $29 billion by going public in the U.S. The stock launch is expected on the Nasdaq July 10th. Shares of burger chain Wendy's are up 29%. It appears to be the latest meme stock rally. And Hertz is lowering expectations for the year. It's making less from sales of its used rental cars. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Coselda. Invested in you.
My name is Whitney Allen, and I'm a widow. My husband, Ryan, died. We never thought we'd ever have to use life insurance, but the unexpected happened. With Ethos, signing up was fast and 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage. I'm grateful we were prepared.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term. Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
At Peak Painting, we get it. Hiring contractors can be frustrating. Missed calls, no callbacks, endless waiting for even a price. We do things different. You can book your quote right on the spot. And to top that off, you will have a detailed quote and price before we leave. Painting is easier with Peak.
Hi, I'm Seth Peak.
And I'm Ryan Peak.
And we're the Peak Brothers. From cabinet painting to interior painting.
Exterior painting, both residential and commercial.
We're your go-to family-owned and operated painting company serving all of Slo County. We look forward to working with you. To learn more and book your appointment, visit Peak Painting at peekpainting.com.
The Taylor Ranch has a new bison harvest in, and it's selling fast. I'm Susanna Luthi, host of KPRL's Free Talk California and Rancher. I want our community to thrive one plate of bison at a time. We've got new offerings like spicy bison sausage and a bison club that keeps you and meat all year long and gives special perks like a ranch bison safari. Bison transports you back 100 years when meat was what nature intended. Wild, wildly nutritious, and so very delicious. Order now at Taylor Ranch 1868.
What's the latest news in Paso Robles? It's the grand reopening of the San Paso Truck Stop. The nationally acclaimed cheapest price fueling station in the county is launching its grand opening after a year of historical remodeling restoration. Tired of recent high gas prices? San Paso Truck Stop ranks among the lowest fuel prices in the state. The San Paso Truck Stop has everything you need for busy families and truckers alike. Find out why everyone is traveling to the corner of Wellsona Road and Highway 101. That's the San Paso Truck Stop, open 24/7.
Adler Belmont Insurance Brokers welcomes Heather Bordan to its team of commercial property casualty professionals. With more than 20 years of experience, Heather can design insurance solutions that protect your business. Whether you're a contractor, winery owner, farmer, rancher, or manufacturer, Heather is the right person to survey your needs and develop innovative solutions to protect your most important asset. Contact Heather today, 805-540-3900, or Heather at AdlerBelmontGroup.com.
Email it to the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. Freedom of speech. Brought to you by Glenn's Repair and Rental, your Honda Power Equipment dealer in Atascadero. Call or text 238-577-5238-KPRL to join us on this Wednesday edition here on The Right Choice.
Uptown got its hustlers. The Bowery got its bums. 42nd Street got Big Jim Walker, he a bull-shooting son of a gun. Yeah, he big and dumb as a man can come, but he's stronger than a country horse. And when the bad folks all get together at night, you know they all call Big Jim Ball just because. And they say you don't tug on Superman's cape, you don't spit into the wind, you don't pull a mask off an old Lone Ranger, and you don't mess around with
The Morning Exchange, KPRL.
Coming up this afternoon, 12:30 till 2, sound off. Karen will have on Kathy Walker and Carolyn Smith talking about some, well, shall things going on between Cal Poly and, well, just a mess, and we'll see if anybody is held accountable. Find out all about it this afternoon here on The Right Choice. Okay, once again, a couple of reminders since we are getting close and people are making plans that San Miguel, you folks, the Safe and Sane fireworks are banned. It's that simple. It's not that, well, can I buy? Nope. Safe and Sane fireworks are banned in San Miguel. It's the first time the Community Service District has ever done this. All right? So, and also, again, since people are making plans for the 4th, that the Templeton Parade, the Rotary Club of Templeton's July 4th parade, will begin at 9:30 this year. 9:30. I'm assuming that the regular time was 10. I can't remember from year to year or town to town. So, but again, just so you can make your plans. Make your plans. Also, speaking of plans, the celebrations that are anticipated, and it says PG&E, a warning, residents about safety risk associated with metallic balloons. The helium-filled metallic balloons can pose a serious public safety risk if they are not tied to a weight. In other words, if they're secure, they can drift into overhead power lines and, well, do damage. And it could be serious damage. And according to this, that cities around the country, not around the country, but at least in California, they have caused some power outages, particularly following graduations. People letting them loose for whatever reason. But metallic balloons, some people think they're still legal to buy, but this is what's again, I think goofy. Metallic Mylar balloons are currently legal to buy and use in California, but they are strictly regulated. Oh, really? Chris, when you graduated, did a bunch of people release balloons?
I don't remember.
Of course you don't remember. That's well, ours was inside, so I don't know, and I wouldn't have cared either. As I said, I didn't even want to go. But by state law, okay, they must be securely tied to a weight to prevent floating away. And it is illegal to release them out. Okay, where's the regulation? Do we have balloon police out there? However, the help is on the way, I guess. A statewide phase-out is underway with all sales of conductive metal metallic balloons becoming illegal by 2031. Now, because these balloons are, they conduct, you know, the electricity and cause thousands of power outages each year, the strict rules and localized bans you should be aware of. So, basically, hold on to your balloon. Now, it doesn't say here what the, at least not yet, oh, here it is. Outdoor release. It is illegal to release these balloons outdoors. Releasing them carries a fine of up to $100 for their first offense. Warning labels. Manufacturers are required to include permanent warning labels indicating that the balloon is not intended for release. Must be used with a counterweight and must be disposed of properly. Again, I just would like to know, I don't know what properly means. And where is the regulation on this stuff? Okay. I've never known anybody to be arrested or fined $100 for having any of these fence. Okay, so have your fun until 2031 and don't release them because they can cause power outages. And sometimes power outages can be very serious. And not just the power out, but as I've mentioned before, it blew out our phone system from those graduating. I forget whether it was the Flamson graduation or the high school graduation, which you were supposed to do anyway. So I think, Chris, you will disagree with me 100% on this one, to ban all grade school and high school graduations.
Ban the graduations.
It's a waste of time. How about that?
I think I would disagree on that, yes.
Okay. All right. And you understand why, though.
No, I don't.
Why I think that way.
Elaborate.
It's expected. What? And again, I'm a little sarcastic, but sir, How difficult is it to graduate from eighth grade or high school?
For some, more than others, I guess.
Well, I not now. You kidding me? They'll inflate your grades. They'll give you because it looks good on the ground. I just don't think. Anyway, that's just me. Folks, don't take that seriously. You can take it seriously, but I just don't think it's that big a deal. Again, I'm just one of those. I always like to reference the song Peggy Lee, Is That All There Is? I just think we overdo a lot of things in this country. And I have, again, I'm going back to when I was, you know, a kid in eighth grade. I always thought that it wouldn't be always if I just started thinking about in eighth grade that we just overdo things too much. Nothing wrong, I have little celebrations and stuff like that. I'm not against any of that, but this big stuff that we need to have security guards, we need to have this, we need to spend the money, we need to do this, we need to be concerned about this and this and that. We just keep adding on the layers. And in today's world, because of people wanting to make a stance about or using certain occasions to make a stance or a ruckus or something like that, just the heck with it. The heck with it. All right, 238-5775, 238-KPRL. Well, we had a bit of an issue. Well, I shouldn't say an issue. Somewhat of a controversy that came and gone here a few weeks ago on the radio. And this has to do with the Homeowners Association. And apparently, that Homeowners Association fees are skyrocketing around California. And a bill could cap that on these Homeowners Association, which people agree to get into when they move into certain areas. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. I think you're right on this one. What is expected of them, we shouldn't congratulate them. Kindergarten graduation, give me a break. And the kid or whoever okayed that thing for the yearbook should be fired right now.
Well, you can't fire the kids.
Oh, yeah, you can. Give them demerits that they have to go back a grade.
Well, that's not going to, I don't know if
they shouldn't be allowed to do political things in a yearbook. That's crazy.
The political things to the extent is, you know, set aside the language that was used.
Yeah.
All right. But if these are, you know, memorable things that happened during their school years, then I'm okay with that. I'm just against against the language that was used.
Yes. Isn't that protesting? You should get outside and put your banner out, but not in a yearbook for hundreds of kids. That is an achievement, not to, especially the language. That, why did they okay that?
Well, according to the school, that is under review. So, which we will never
hear about that again.
No, but did you hear that the school is offering people for refunds or a couple of other things as well?
Well, that would be good. All the kids should protest who believe in ICE that don't buy a yearbook. But then it breaks their heart that they don't have this little gift to memories of their 12 years or whatever.
Well, no, it's
hurting.
That's their high school year or their last year. I forget how that works with the yearbook, but the pictures in the yearbook are a capsule of their
memories.
Right. So I don't remember from my yearbook or anything, but I'm sure that other schools there are probably some things that would quote unquote be political.
Well, we only heard about this one.
Well, because of the language.
Oh. Well, anyways, it broke my heart when they wanted my kid to graduate from kindergarten or preschool, one of those guys. And I go, this is ridiculous.
Well, I've been wondering about some of these things for a while, other than from when I was in eighth grade. But we've had these eighth grade proms where the parents... They, and it's their money, I understand it, but they hire limousines for these.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, is this, and I wonder, you know, when you brought up the kindergarten graduation, is this more for the parents or for the kids?
It's for the parents. And you know what? When you go to Starbucks and you got these 8 years old, 6 years old getting a Starbucks, and Jamba Juice, you're walking out of there with a $30 bill. I don't understand these parents of now, this generation, give everything to them before they're even 12.
Well,
it just makes me crazy.
Well, they can afford the Starbucks or the Jamba Juice, whatever that stuff is. I don't know. I've never been into a Starbucks, so I don't know. But they can do that because we're giving them free lunches and free breakfast and discounts on phones and everything else. So
they have
that extra cash because of you and me.
Right. It just breaks my heart.
Well,
anyways,
I
thank you for being there and informing us, because I listen to you every day, and this is another information that makes me more crazy.
I'm glad I could help.
Yeah, I'm 82 years old, and I'm still working. And I don't work for the dollar. I work to have a house, to have a car, to maintain my life. Just to pay for my teeth. It's a different generation. That's all it is. These kids just have too much.
Okay, do you round up when a clerk asks you to at a checkout?
No, and I don't give to the food banks or none of that. I worked at a food bank. You know who came in there? It was in Cambria. It was rich people. We're coming in a food bank.
Well,
and it was crazy.
Well, when you say rich people, don't they have to? They don't have to prove. They can just come in and
say, you just walk in. Yeah,
give me a box of cheese or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wow. Well,
it's too sad. We didn't get help. Who helped us was our family, and that's gone. Or the church helped the poor people. That's gone. It's just gimme, and false eyelashes and boob jobs and things that are crazy.
Well, that's why something like Loaves and Fish is here, which is community funded.
That's good.
You know, it's not, you know, they're not taking taxes.
Government.
It's up to individuals if they want to give to the Loaves and Fishes here. That's a little
good.
Different. And that's for families who are in trouble.
Right.
Which, you were mentioning, you know, families helping one another, or churches, which used to happen, and they still do. But the government has stepped in big time and has demanded you and me to pay for all kinds of people's bad decisions.
Right, not the potholes. Anyways, you have a lovely day. Thank you for being there for us.
You're welcome. You have a good day as well.
Thank you. Bye.
All right, 238-5775, which you can also text on that. Graduation. Does anyone fail to graduate?
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
No names, but when and where?
Not. I don't know any personally in my class, but I know of. You know how I go play trading card games?
Right.
Some of these games have kids that play. I know two of them that didn't graduate high school and had to get their GEDs later on.
Did they go into any detail?
I didn't ask.
So, I'm guessing that they seemed like they were okay, nice kids, or, you know, did you even have an inkling? What, were they probably just goofed off or anything?
I don't know about goofed off, but some kids just aren't as motivated as others when it comes to schoolwork specifically. And I will word it that way because I don't want to insult their intelligence or their work ethic in general, but some kids just struggle in school.
Okay, I would agree with that, but I also, based on what we have heard, and this isn't just recent, this has been going on because I have talked to teachers for many years, that in many instances, when a teacher gave a legitimate grade, in other words, the kid wasn't doing well, and they're at D's or F's, that there was pressure put on them by the administration to either, one, come up with a way to get their grade up or just do it, because it makes the school look bad. And in some cases, teachers have been, shall we say, threatened with fear of, not to them personally, but to the district, of lawsuits from the parents. So the teachers have to endure the pressure of that because the kids aren't doing the work. And again, I can't say all, but in most of the cases, it was because the kids just weren't doing the work. And I'm sure that all of us have known somebody that we went to school with that did that. And back in the day, and I don't remember specifically. I don't think it happened in high school, maybe grade school, where kids would get left back. Now, I don't know if that still happens. I tend to doubt it. But you're right, Chris. Some kids do. They struggle a little bit in school and so forth. But many schools bend over backwards to help them move, shall we say, quote unquote, forward. All right, we're going to exit stage left.
Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services. San Luis Obispo County Republican Party has released a statement in response to a quote from Slo County Democratic Party Chair Tom Folks during a town hall where he said, quote, "We want to eradicate MAGA from every corner of our democracy." The Republican Party statement says they strongly reject this type of rhetoric and asked the elected officials who attended the event to clarify whether they support or reject the statement. City of Paso Robles' 4th of July celebration at Barney Schwartz Park is coming up next weekend. As part of its annual tradition is an entertainment lineup announced by the city yesterday. Guests can look forward to Green Party at 5:30 p.m. and Steppin' Out at 7:15 p.m. Before the fireworks celebration will be a presentation of colors and a live performance of the national anthem. Details of these and other stories coming up. Clouds this morning, then mostly sunny. Highs in the mid-80s. It's 56 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs. Everything you want.
News. I'm Therese Crowley. President Trump posting America the Beautiful will never be a communist country after the socialist sweep of three Democrat Party seats in New York's primary. Even the five-term liberal Hispanic caucus chair, Adriano Espaillat, ousted by progressive Daria Lisa Chevalier, with slogans like abolish ICE, babies not bombs, and free Palestine, just as Democrat Senator John Fetterman predicted on Fox.
These are emerging the full pro-Hamas wing. You know, a lot of these candidates that very likely are going to win tonight just declaring a war on just regular Democrats.
But President Trump and a bipartisan vote in Congress now tackling the election issue of housing, passing reforms to cut home building red tape and limit investors buying up homes. In the Iran peace deal proceeding, President Trump posts Iran is collecting no tolls on ships through the Strait of Hormuz. America's listening to Fox News.
Blake's Incorporated, your True Value Hardware Center, would like to sincerely thank the people of North County for their loyalty and continued patronage. Blake's has remained a favorite in general and industrial hardware and building materials because they care about the customer. They care enough to offer products from companies like the nation's preferred fastener manufacturer, Midwest Fastener. Midwest Fastener offers nuts and bolts in standard and metric sizes, chrome fasteners, deck screws, machine screws, and many specialty products. And don't forget, Blake's carries a full line of Easy Care interior and Weatherall exterior paints. Whether you're a pro or taking on a do-it-yourself home improvement project for the first time, Blake's is here to help with expert advice, tools, equipment, and the products you need to get the job done. Blake's Incorporated, your True Value Hardware Center, open 7 days a week at 17th and Riverside in Paso Robles. Blake's True Value Hardware Center.
From the North County to the South County, it's Story Termite and Pest Control Service.
Rats in my room. I am bothered by those rats in my room. By those dirty little rats in my room. I
matter how big the problem, Story Termite will get the job done providing thorough professional expertise for all your home pest control needs. Story Termite has over 33 years of experience and for 5 years in a row has been voted the best termite and pest control company in the North County. Call 805-460-0650.
Fly in my eye, a goat in my boat, a bear in my hair. I am bothered by those rats in my room. All those dirty little rats in my room. I can't stand rats in my room.
Call 805-460-0650.
Fish in my dish, fly in my eye, a goat in my boat, snakes in my case.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Tune-up, repair, replacement. Get it done by the pros. Clouds early, then sunshine, mid-80s. Mostly clear tonight. Overnight lows right around 50, and we'll be in the low 80s again on your Thursday. And what the heck, might as well do Friday and Saturday and Sunday and Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday of next week. Upper 70s. Today's UV index will be 11. Up and down, 5:49 a.m., 8:23 p.m., we are at 56 degrees, and your weather was brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Go online, hutchheatingandair.com.
What's going on? What's going on? Yeah, what's going on? What's going on? Tell me what's going on. I'll tell you what's going on. What's going on?
Community Calendar is brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles Restaurant in the delightful River Oaks neighborhood. A reminder, it's today. This is the Paso Senior Center. It's the Community Resource Fair. It's from 10 until 1. That's at the Paso Robles Senior Center. The fair will bring together local organizations, nonprofits, and service providers to share information about programs and resources that support independence, health, and quality of life. They can connect directly with representatives and learn about services, including housing assistance, legal aid, senior living options, home care, health and wellness programs, transportation service, and veteran resources. So that's all happening today out there on Scott Street from 10 until 1. Also on the community calendar coming up, the Templeton Run Club and the Rotary Club of Templeton are hosting the 4th of July 5K on July 4th. $20 for adults and kids 17 and free under. Sign up at the website there, TempletonFourthOfJulyParade.com. All proceeds will go back to the Run Club and Rotary to help put on more local events like this and scholarships for local high school seniors. And again, don't forget the change. The parade will start at 9:30 in Templeton on the 4th. So enjoy. Lots to do. Community Calendar was brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles Restaurant. And remember, they serve lunch every day, brunch on the weekends, and dinner Wednesday through Saturday. Moving right along here on The Right Choice, KPRL, we have 7 minutes away from 8 o'clock.
Happy, happy birthday, baby.
Birthdays and anniversaries brought to you by Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry. Yes, indeed. Go to BellaJewel.com for more information about what they got and what they can do for you. All right, leading off, we have Shamber Bruce, Brianne Mendoza, Katie Weatherstrand. Hey, Mark Goforth's having a birthday. Chris Weber, Ian Lanzadell, Francis Davis, Steve Hams. Here it is. Haven't seen him at the gym in quite a while. Cynthia and Timo Gonzalez. Now, when I do see him, I said, well, I come in later in the day now. He probably does. I just want to give him a hard time. On my right-hand side, the Manassa Mauler, Jack Dempsey, 1895-1983. All right, nostalgia. What kid didn't wear these, and some are wearing them now when you were young? Chuck Taylor, Converse. 1901-1969, the band leader and a funny guy, Phil Harris, 1904-1995. Onward we go. We have Al Molinaro, that dopey character in Happy Days, 1919-2015. I thought this guy was a pretty funny comedian. Jack Carter, 1923-2015. Pete Conrad, the astronaut, 1930-1999. Golf champ Billy Casper, 1931-2015, Basketball Hall of Famer. He's got 10 championship rings. Yep. Sam Jones, 1933. Of course, he had to play for the Celtics to be able to do that. Sam passed away in 2021. Really good athlete. He's in the College Football Hall of Fame. Tight end Ron Kramer, 1935-2010. Love her speaking voice. Michelle Lee, 1942. The actor George Stanford Brown, 1943. Jeff Beck, 1944. The Crazy World of Arthur Brown. Remember that song, I Am the God of Hellfire and I Bring You? Well, Arthur Brown was born in 1944. Let's see here. Sleazebag Mick Fleetwood was born in 1947. Dire Straits, John Isley, Ilse, 1949. Nancy Allen, 1950, the actress. Also on the list, we have Astro, the UB40 drummer, 1951. Terrence Wilson is his real name. Okay. Who else is on this list today? We have Tears for Fears, Kurt Smith, baseball player, 1961. Betsy Randall, the actress, 1966. And we have more to go here on the list, such as, a very good question here. Sean Ellis, defensive end for the Jets out of the University of Tennessee, 1977. Good defensive back, Antonio Winfield, 1977. The actress Mindy King, 1979. Vanessa Ray, the actress, 1981. And Candace Patton, the actress, 1988. Oh, I missed one, 1987. Lionel Messier. It says America, Argentine footballer, 1987. And remember the big story in the news about that Little League pitcher from years ago, and about 12 years ago, Monet Davis? She was born on this day in 2001. All righty, passing away, Julie, truly, do you love me? Bobby Sherman passed away this day last year. Yep, big time. Paul Winchell, the ventriloquist, and also he had he used his medical training to build and receive the first U.S. patent for an artificial heart. I had the opportunity to interview him when I first got into the business. He passed away in 2005. The great one, and I mean great one, not overused, Jackie Gleason, 1987. Very important man, Gideon Sunbach. He invented the zipper. He passed away in 1954. Grover Cleveland, not the pitcher, the president guy, 1908. Good actor, Good and the Bad and the Ugly and others, Magnificent Seven. Eli Wallach, he died in 2014. Brian Keith, Mr. Bill, Uncle Bill. 1997, and let's see here. That is it. All right. Okay, let's see here. Going to the top of the list, when he was 16 years old, he dropped out of, Jack Dempsey dropped out of grade school to work, then left home at the age of 16. As a hobo, he hopped freight trains across the country by hitching himself to the rods between the cars. He took on various short-term jobs, including ditch digging, fruit picking, timber cutting, and he worked as a circus roustabout. During this time, he would also visit saloons, and he would say, "I can't sing and I can't dance, but I can lick any SOB in the house." More than often, he'd win and he would make money. So you might say that was the start of his professional boxing, or at least fighting career. And he went on to become one of the greatest fighters of all time. He was a heavyweight. And going to the top of the list, Jack Dempsey.
Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage in Paso Robles. Big or small, they store it all. The county sheriff's office arrested a Cambria man, 45-year-old Roberto Mercado Leonardo, for possessing more than 600 images of child sexual abuse material. The Paso Robles Area Groundwater Authority will be meeting this afternoon at 4 in the Norris Room at Centennial Park. In this afternoon's meeting, the board will review the 30 appeals they received regarding the calculations of its fees. Staff is recommending board approve 12 of the appeals. Details of these and other stories coming up. Clouds this morning, then mostly sunny, highs in the mid-80s. It's 57 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage, marsmegastorage.com.
He was considered one of the iconic athletes of his era, along with Babe Ruth and Jim Thorpe, and maybe Bill Tilden. That's how big he was. And he was the first one, fighter anyway, for the $1 million gate. and that was in 1921, then a $2 million gate in 1927. Gene Dempsey passed away in New York at the age of 87 in 1983. This hour brought to you by Solarponics. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics.
You're listening to the North County's choice for local news and Sound Off 1230 till 2, KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero.